Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David Minister, the 12th Apostolic Presbyterian Congregation of the South Southern Liberty in Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is September 30, 2017, or it is Tishri 11, 2021. We've got a second service on this Sabbath day with a song entitled Under His Wings. Under His wing I'm safely abiding. Though the night deepens and tempest doth wild, still I can trust Him and know He will keep me. He has redeemed me and I am His child. Under His wing, under His wing, He from His love can save him. Under His wing, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under His wing, what a refuge in sorrow, how the heart yearning returns to His rest. Often when earth has no balm for my healing, there I find comfort and there I am blessed. Under His wing, under His wing, He from His love can save him. Under His wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under His wing, the precious and joint mind, there will I tell our trials are whole. Sheltered, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Yeshua, I'm safe evermore. Under His wing, under His wing, He from His love can save her. Under His wings, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Part 2, Mark 15, verse 1. And straightway in the morning the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and bound Yeshua and carried him away and delivered him unto Pilate. Then Pilate asked him, Art thou the king of the Jews? And he answering said unto him, Thou sayest it. Now this is part two of the everlasting gospel. Mark 15, verse 3. And the chief priest accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, Answerest thou nothing? Behold, how many things they witness against thee. Yet answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled. Now at that feast he released unto them one prisoner, whomsoever they desired, and there was one named Barabbas, which lay bound with them that had made insurrection with him, who had committed murder in the insurrection. And the multitude crying aloud began to desire him to do as he had ever done unto them. But Pilate answered them, saying, Will you that I release unto you the King of the Jews? For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him for envy. But the chief priests moved the people that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. And Pilate answered and said again unto them, What will ye then that I shall do unto him whom ye call the King of the Jews? They cried out again, Crucify him. Then Pilate said unto them, Why? What evil hath he done? And they cried out the more exceedingly, Crucify him. And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them, and delivered Yahshua, whom he had scourged, when he had scourged him, to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they call today the whole band. And they called together the whole band, and they clothed him with the purple, and plaited a crown of thorns, and put it about his head, and began to salute him, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him on the head with a reed, and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees, worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple from him, and put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him. And they compelled one Simon, a Cyrenian, who passed by coming out of the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to bear his cross. And they bring him into the place Golgotha, which has been interpreted the place of a skull. And they gave him to drink wine mingled with the myrrh, but he received it not. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garment, casting lots upon him what every man should take. And it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the superscription of his accusation was written over the King of the Jews. And with him they crucified two thieves, the one on his right hand and the other on his left. And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, And he was numbered with the transgressors. And they that passed by railed on him, wagging their heads, and saying, Ah, thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself and come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priest mocking said among himself with the scribes, He saved others, himself he cannot save. That Yahshua the King of Israel descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe. And they that were crucified with him reviled him. And when the sixth hour was come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. Okay. So the two thieves reviled him at first. Let's see what happens later. And at the ninth hour, Yahshua cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloah, Eloah, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of them that stood by, when they heard it, said, Behold, he calleth Elias. And one ran and filled a sponge full of the vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave him to drink, saying, Let alone, let us see whether Elias will come to take him down. And Yahshua cried with a loud voice, and gave up the ghost. And the veil of the temple was rent and torn from the top to the bottom. And when the centurion which stood over against him saw that, he so cried out and gave up the ghost. He said, Surely this man was the son of Yahweh. There were also women looking on afar off, among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James, the less, and of Joseph and Salome, who also, when he was in the Galilee, followed him and ministered unto him, and many other women which came up with him unto Jerusalem, And now when the evening was come, because it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of the Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the king of Yahweh, came and went in boldly unto Pilate and craved the body of Yeshua. And Pilate marveled if he were already dead, and calling unto him the centurion, he asked him whether he had been any while dead. And when he knew it of the centurion, he gave the body unto Joseph. And he brought fine linen, and tucked him down, and wrapped him in the linen, and laid him in a sepulcher, which was hewn out of a rock, and rolled a stone unto the door of the sepulcher. And Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph beheld where he was laid. Okay, end of chapter 15, Mark. We're going to go right on into chapter 16, verse 1. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun, and they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked and they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great, and entered into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, be not affrighted. You seek Yeshua of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the earth, sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything unto any man, for they were afraid. Now when Yahshua was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first unto Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told him that had been with him as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue. Neither believed they them. Afterwards he appeared unto the eleven, as they said at me, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of the heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Okay. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Okay, it says, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with a new tongue. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Yahshua had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of Yahweh the Father. And they went forth and preached everywhere the Yeshua, working with them and confirming the word that the signs following. Hallelujah. Okay, that ends Luke chapter 16. Now we have a little review I'd like to do on a couple of these scriptures. Several of them. It says there in verse 11, Mark 16, and they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. Okay. So now, there was somebody that went and reported that they'd seen him, but the ones that they told it to said, no, we don't believe it. And after that, he appeared unto another two that was on the way to Emmaus, as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, that means to the 11 disciples, in the upper room. And neither believed they them. So the disciples didn't believe either. And afterwards he appeared unto the 11. So Yahshua, the two that went and told it to the residue. I guess the residue was a remnant of the believers of the disciples. And then the third time he said afterwards he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief. So they didn't believe either. The report that he had seen Allah. He upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of the heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So here it is right here. People are referred to as creatures. Animals are referred to as creatures. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So all you got to do is go and preach that I have risen, and that they can have salvation through the new and living way now that is risen through the blood of the everlasting covenant of the Yahshua. That's all you got to do is preach it. If they believe it and be baptized, then they can be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. So what if Alan DeLong stood here in the middle of my floor one day, after being with me for 33 years, being with us together, starting at Gilead Center, he says, I don't believe none of it. I don't believe none of what you say you stand for. I don't believe none of that stuff. I don't understand it. So I don't believe it. So what does it say right here? He at one time said he believed it. When he joined Volus down in 1981 at Tournament, Texas, he said, yeah, I believe this, that you have the truth. Well, I was just turning on what Volus taught, basically. But yet all of a sudden, now I don't have the truth, and this is not the truth no more. So, what does it say here? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So, Alan said he believed. So, on a Pentecost, there in 2014, he says, me and my woman wants to be baptized down here in this lake. I'm going to baptize my woman, and Brother Brunken, I want you to baptize me. So, what was Alan requesting baptism for? He had a new doctrine. He had a new religion that he was walking after. His own beliefs. His own interpretation. So, he wanted to be baptized because he said, I believe. I believe in what? Well, he was baptized. And but he didn't believe no longer in the everlasting gospel of the kingdom that he was converted to and baptized into at one time at Trinity. He was baptized in the everlasting gospel of the kingdom. And then all of a sudden now he's want to be baptized again, and he no longer believes in that gospel of the everlasting kingdom that he was converted and baptized into. And so it says, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So, there's only one conclusion for our brother here, that they denounced and blasphemed this message that he had once laid a hold of that saved him several times before, pulled him out of the fire, and yet it's no longer the truth. Okay, Mark 16:17. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. And what is his name? Yahshua. Yahushua, Y-A-H-U-S-H-U-A. And what did Ellen DeLong tell me now? Once he took a hold of this new religion, that this woman that he baptized that got a foreigner, a stranger, an alien, that got baptized, and she got the unclean spirit that spoke to her and gave her a new message and a new name for Yahushua. He gave her Yasha and Yasharon, but it's no longer Yahshua. So Alan, when I went to see him several times, he didn't like me using that name Yahushua or Yahshua. He didn't like me using that. He said, that's not his name no more. His name now is Yasha. Well, okay. But it says right here, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. So, Alan's proved that he no longer believes. Because he's not preaching his message now, the new message he's embraced, he's not preaching in Yahshua's name. But it says right here, Yahshua says right here, and written in red, this is his words. He says, in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. So, in the name of the Yahshua, we can be enabled then to cast out devils out of people. And to heal the sick by laying hands on them. They shall take up service, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Well, this is our commission, folks. So then, after the Yahshua had spoken unto them, he was received up into the heaven, and sat down on the right hand of his Father, Yahweh Elohim. And they went forth and preached everywhere of the Yahshua working with them, about the Yahshua working with them, and confirming the word with the sign following. Okay. That's what I got out of Mark 16, mainly, what I just reviewed on. So it says here in Luke chapter, we're in the book of Luke now. Let's see where we're at. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. And Yahshua, being full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of Yahweh, command this stone that it be made bread. Now, we're in, Luke chapter 4. We're going to read the whole chapter. We're on verse 4 now. And when the Yahshua heard, when the Yahshua answered him, and then the Yahshua answered him, saying, it is written, that man shall not live by the bread alone, verily, by every word of the Father. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and unto whomsoever I will, I will give it. So here's Satan telling another lie, the old devil in hell. He's saying, for that is delivered unto me. He said, all these kingdoms of the world have been delivered unto me. And unto whomsoever I will, I'll give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. Now it is amazing. Lucifer, Satan, the old devil in hell, he knew that Yahshua was the co-creator of this planet right here. That Yahshua is here to redeem it and take it back away from Satan's captivity. And here Satan is telling him, well, you know, I'm in charge. This is delivered unto me. This no longer belongs to you, even though you're co-creator of this world. And Yahshua answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Yahweh thy Elohim, and him only shalt thou serve. Now what does Yahshua mean by this? When he told the old devil, he says, for it is written, thou shalt worship Yahweh thy Elohim, and him only shalt thou serve. You know what? If you were to really get to the definition of the meaning of this in the Hebrew, it might read like this. Thou shalt worship the Son, Yahshua, thy Savior and Redeemer, and him only shalt thou serve. The only way that you can teach someone to serve the Father is according to John 14:6, and I'll go read it to you. It says that Yahshua saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Okay. So now, what was he telling Lucifer here in Luke chapter 4? He says, worship the Yahweh thy Father, and him only shalt thou serve. And how can he worship the Father? He has to go through Yahshua. Says so there in John 14:6. And he brought him unto Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of Yahweh, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee. And in their hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Yahshua answered and said unto him, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Yahweh the Elohim. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And when Yahshua returned into the power of the Spirit, into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came unto Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Yahweh is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel unto the poor. And he hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance unto the captives, and recovering of the sight unto the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Yahweh. And he closed the book, and he gave it again unto the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And all bare him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is not this Joseph's son? And he said unto them, he will surely say unto me this proverb, physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elijah sent, save unto the Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha, the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, save in Naaman the Syrian. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way, and came down unto Capernaum, the city of the Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. Taught them on the Sabbath days, D-A-Y-S. So he didn't teach them on, but he taught them on the Sabbath days, and they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with the power. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Yeshua of the Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of Israel. I mean, the Holy One of the Father, Yahweh, the Elohim. Now, why was he crying out? He says, I know that you've come to destroy these devils, in which I'm devil-possessed. I know you've come to destroy us. And Yahshua rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, What a word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. And he rose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out and saying, Thou art Yahshua, the son of Elohim. And he, rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was the Messiah, Yahshua, the Messiah. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place, and the people sought him, and came unto him, and stayed him, that he should not depart from them. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of the Yahweh, the Father, unto other cities also, for therefore am I sent. Okay, so he preached in the synagogues of the Galilee. Now we go to Luke chapter 7. Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum, and a certain centurion servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Yahshua, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came unto Yahshua, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this, for he loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue. Then Yahshua went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends unto him, saying unto him, Master, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Yahshua heard these sayings, he marveled at him, and turned about, and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent returning into the house found the servant whole that had been sick. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh unto the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when Jairus saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still, and he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him unto his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified Yahweh, saying, That a great prophet is risen up among us, and that Yahweh hath visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea, and throughout all the region round about, and the disciples of John showed him of all these things. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Yahshua, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? When the men were come unto him, they said, John Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And in that same hour, he cured many of their infirmities and plagues, and of all evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. And Yahshua answered and said unto them, Go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. Unto the poor the gospel is preached. Now what are we learning here? Yahshua has come again. He's sitting up. He has his front runner talking to you right now, and typical John the Baptist, and with the generic name for Yahweh's prophets here on earth. It's just two parts of the Father's name, Eliyahu. Okay? So, this is our job, to prepare the way for the Yahshua. But we are to be empowered to heal all manner of disease, to cast out devils, to speak in His name and cast them out. And blessed is he, and whosoever shall not be offended in me. And when the messenger of John was departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John. What went you out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind. And what went you out for to see? A man clothed in the soft raiment. Behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in chains courts. But what went you out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of woman, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he that is least in the kingdom of the Yahweh is greater than he. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified Yahweh being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of Yahweh against themselves, being not baptized of him. And Yahweh said, Whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? This is Yahshua talking. They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, We have piped unto you, and you have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and you have not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and ye say, He hath the devil. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and you say, Behold, a gluttonous man and a wine bibber, a friend of the publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of all her children. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Yeshua sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisees which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him, for she is a sinner. And Yeshua answered and said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he unto whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but unto whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgiveth sins also? Ooh. And he said unto the woman, Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Okay. So now that ends chapter 7 of Luke. Let's now just kind of go ahead and skip over to chapter 9 and see what we have there. Well, I don't know. I think they skipped 9 here. Okay. Verse 1. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of Yahweh and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, Take nothing for your journey, neither staves, nor scrip, neither bread, nor money, neither have two coats apiece. Whatsoever house you enter into, there abide, and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you, when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the town, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was done by him, and he was perplexed because that it was said of some that John was risen from the dead. And of some that Elias had appeared, and of others, one of the old prophets was risen again. And Herod said, John have I beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such things? And he desired to see him. And the apostles, when they were returned, told him all that they had done, and he took them and went aside privately and to a desert place belonging unto the city called Bethsaida. And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of heaven, of Yahweh, and healed them that had need of healing. And when the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said unto him, Send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country round about, and lodge, and give victuals, for we are here in a desert place. But he said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they said, We have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, except we should go and buy meat for all this people. For they were about 5,000 men. And he said unto his disciples, Make them sit down by the fishes in a company. And they did so, and made them sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up unto heaven, he blessed them, and brake, and gave unto the disciples to sit before the multitude. And they did eat, and were all filled, and there was taken up of the fragments that remained unto them 12 baskets. And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, Whom say the people that I am? They answered and said, John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, and others say that one of the old prophets is risen again. And that he said unto them, But whom say ye that I am? Peter answered and said, The Yeshua of Elohim. And he straightly charged them and commanded them to tell no man that thing, saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be slain and be raised the third day. And he said unto them, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. And what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory, and in his Father's and of the holy angel. But I tell you of a truth, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of Yahweh. And it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering, and behold, there talked with him 2 men, which were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in the glory, and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw his glory and the 2 men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Yeshua, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make thee 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. While he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, I hear him. And when the voice was passed, Yeshua was found alone. And they kept it close, and told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen. And it came to pass that on the next day, when they were come down from the hill, much people met him. And behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he is mine only child. And lo, a spirit taketh him, and he suddenly crieth out, and it teareth him that he foameth again, and bruising him hardly departed from him. And I besought thy disciples to cast him out, and they could not. And Yahshua answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. And as he was yet a coming, the devil threw him down and tear him, and Yahshua rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again unto his father. They were all amazed at the mighty power of Yahweh, but while they wondered every one at all things which Yahshua did, he said unto his disciples, Let these sayings sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. But they understood not this saying, and it was hid from them, that they perceived it not, and they feared to ask him of that saying. Then there arose a reasoning among them, which of them should be the greatest. And Yahshua, perceiving the thought of the heart, took a child and set him by him and said unto them, Whosoever shall receive this child in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be great. And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him, because he followeth not with us. And Yahshua said unto him, Forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. And it came to pass when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go unto Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans, to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Master, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elijah did? And he turned and rebuked him and said, You know not what manner of spirit you are of, for the Son of Man has not come to destroy a man's life, but to save them. But now that the man that had the unclean spirit, that had that devil a while ago, as I read to you, he said, Yahshua, I know who you are. You've come to destroy us. And Yahshua says, Come out of him, you evil, unclean spirit. And he rebuked that unclean spirit and brought him out of that man. And that man then returned to his peaceful self. Same thing with us today. We were given that same commission. And it came to pass that as he went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. Yahshua said unto him, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Master, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Yahshua said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of the Yahweh. So this is what we're supposed to do today. Let the dead bury the dead. Those that are spiritually dead, let them go bury the physically dead. And another also said, Master, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid thee and farewell which are at home at my house. Yahshua said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of the Yahweh. So that's what happened right down here. I've witnessed it with my own eyes. Our dear brother here, Alan DeLong, was with us 33 years. He put his hand to the plow, bless his heart, and he looked back. Well, I'm still praying for his return. I still pray for it, even as the probation still is open. All right, that ends Luke chapter 9. Let us now see. I just got a couple minutes left. Let's go to Luke chapter 20 and see what that has to offer. It says that, And it came to pass that on one of those days as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, The Yashpel, Y-H-S-P-E-L, the chief priest and the scribes came unto him with the elders and spake unto him, saying, Tell us, by what authority doest thou these things, or who is he that giveth thee this authority? And he answered and said unto them, I will also ask you one thing, and answer me. For the baptism of John, was it from heaven or of man? And they reasoned within themselves, saying, If we shall say from heaven, he will say, Why then believe ye him not? And if we say of men, all the people will stone us, for they be persuaded that John was a prophet. And they answered that they could not tell whence it was. Yeshua said unto them, Now to tell I you by what authority I do these things. Then began he to speak unto the people of this parable. A certain man planted a vineyard and led it forth unto husbandmen, and went into a far country for a long time. And at the season he sent a servant unto the husbandmen, and that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. But the husbandmen beat him and sent him away empty. And again he sent another servant, and they beat him also, and treated him shamefully, and sent him away empty. And again he sent a third, and they wounded him also, and cast him out. Then said the Yeshua of the vineyard, What shall I do? I will send my, this is the Yahweh, the Father of the vineyard. I will send my son, my beloved son Yeshua. It may be they will reverence him when they see him. So he sent his son to Gilead Center, 2002. And he said, maybe Verla Johnson and those unbelievers that have apostatized, that won't adhere to any warnings and messages I send to them, maybe they'll hear my son. Maybe they'll hear Yahshua himself. But when the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours. So Verla Johnson said, We've got to kill this getting broken, because he's the only one standing in the way of us getting our inheritance. So they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. That's exactly what I got. I got a death letter after I got cast out at Kermit. What therefore shall the Yahshua of the vineyard say unto them? He shall come and destroy these husbandmen, and shall give the vineyard unto others. And when they heard it, they said, Yahweh forbid. And he beheld them and said, What is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. And that was Yahshua. Brother Johnson was the last builder of the temple, and he finished it and completed it. But he rejected the cornerstone just right. And when he got down to finishing putting the last stone in the building, that was the cornerstone, he rejected the cornerstone in 2002. And that was Yahshua coming in the person of his servant Elijah David. Whomsoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. This brings the close of our study. This audio in contact. This is at the 11th hour corners, number 11, click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song. Work for the night is coming. Work for the night is coming, work through the morning hours. Work while the dew is sparkling, workmen's springing flowers. Work when the day grows brighter, work in the glowing sun. Work for the night is coming, when man's work is done. Work for the night is coming, work through the sunny noon. Fill brightest hours with labor, rest comes sure and soon. Give every fire and man something to keep in store. Work for the night is coming. me when man works no more. For the night is coming under the sunset stars. All their buttons are glowing, work for daylight flies. Work till the last name faded, faded to shine the hope more. Work while the night is darkening, when man's work is o'er.